Hello. I said hello. Better. And welcome to Don't Say Cunt. Hi, I'm Dave Foley, and I'm one of the hosts of Don't Say Cunt. And do I sound muffled? Do I sound weird?
No, you sound hot.
More than usual?
You sound hot.
All right. Okay, hot is good.
Confident.
Hot is good. So I'm one of the hosts, and sitting across the table from me is the other titular host.
Paul Greenberg, and I am always muffled and weird.
Yes.
And titular.
That's yes. True. Yeah.
He said tit.
Yeah. You said yaller.
Yeah. That's because you wear a suit made entirely of pillows.
I do.
Yeah. Including a full face mask.
I do. Yeah. Yep. That's the only way I can kill people.
Yep. And, of course, as always, we are also joined by Jackie Jungerwit.
Do you guys smell toast?
I don't know Jackie. What's happening.
I smell burning toast.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just coming
from Dave's head.
Titular. Jackie.
That would be Jackie
Harris.
Jackie Yaller Harris Greenberg.
Harris Greenberg.
Jackie. Isn't it Jackie? Yeah.
I have a stain on my Yaller right now.
And Chrissy Guerrero. And if you...
Oh, you just like... Right over
Chrissy
that.
Wow. Well, and technically, it's Chrissy Conchita Guerrero.
Yes.
Her name
really
is.
Yep. Yes.
That's right.
And and if you ask nicely, she'll explain to you about how you shouldn't put bananas in the fridge.
Oh, here we go again.
That's a reference. That's an old timey reference. You have to have actually been alive in the 40s to get that reference.
That's the something about turning him brown.
The Chiquita Banana Lady. She used to sing a song.
I'm the Chiquita Banana, and I'm here to say.
Yeah. But part of her song used to be...
We've come so far with stereotypes.
Evan just shit himself because he thinks we're getting sued over the Chiquita Banana song.
Yeah.
My introduction is all about stereotypes.
Maybe he just had shit, you know?
Or that.
Yeah. But this is Don't Say Cunt.
This is the one place, Dave.
The one place where we make a promise to you, the listener, that we will have a conversation, a civil conversation...
Guaranteed.
For at least 45 minutes.
Guaranteed.
In which we will never use the word cunt.
Guaranteed.
You don't get that promise from any other podcast on the air.
You do not.
Not one of them. Not...
We even have a new sign up today.
Yes, which apparently we've censored for YouTube. I don't know if you can see it there.
I don't know what it said, though.
It says CNT zone.
Oh.
Free zone.
That's country music television.
Country music television.
Yeah.
Country network television.
And if you're a fan of underscoring, you may have already noticed that Evan Schletter is in the room.
Oh, he's behind me as always.
I thought you meant the symbol underscore.
Underscoring.
Hey, Evan, give me some eating music.
Sir. What would you like to order?
I'm not ready yet. Can I just look at the menu?
Sure. The specialist? Do you want to hear the specialist?
No. I'd just like to look at the menu.
Thanks. All right. Can I get you some water?
No. I'm good. Thanks.
Okay. And you, sir?
Huh?
You want some water?
I work here. But sure.
Great improvising.
Yeah.
And aren't you going out with the Who's Line people?
Yep. Yeah.
With that skill.
Here, I'm going to make you an offer, and you just change it, say no, and walk
away. Yeah.
Try it on me again.
All right.
Try
yes, sir. Would you... Hello, sir. Welcome to
Goodbye.
The cafe.
I can't hear you. I'm a fork.
Yep.
Okay. This is why you two don't have an improvising show together.
We can have the best, shortest improvising show.
Can't we just have an improvising show?
Yep.
Huh? Dave, what's your least favorite thing about improvising?
Least favorite thing? Oh God!
No names.
my least favorite thing about improvising is watching other people do it.
That's so true.
Even when you're on stage,
is there anything
doing it?
Is there anything worse than an improviser watching other improvisers?
Oh, it's horrible.
No, but they pretend they like it.
You have to, or else you won't get invited to the party.
Yeah,
that was great. You went there. I like how you went there.
I like how you thought that thing up.
Yeah.
You really went there. That was great.
Remember that thing when you were opening the window, but there wasn't a window there?
Yeah.
That was so cool.
I was like, he's not going to do that. Yeah. Oh, and then he went there.
I really thought you were cleaning dishes in a kitchen.
That was great. That
improvising
was great.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what I like is after the show's over, Everyone, like, I don't remember it.
No.
At all.
No.
Well, to be fair, will you remember this conversation we're having now?
No. No, I mean, and to be fair, does it warrant it yet? Does it warrant any...
No, no, you're right.
Should I be transferring to my long-term memory at this point?
No.
Just keep... Right now, I'm struggling just to keep it in my working memory.
I know. Just you're just remembering to breathe.
Yep.
How short is short-term memory? Stand.
What the hell's that supposed to mean? Huh? Fuck you.
Does Paul ever get into long-term memory, or is Paul only in your short-term memory?
he's only got wee.
What, wee guys, short-term. What's long-term memory?
It's for tall people, Paul.
I guess it's like to remember things you see over other people's
That's
heads.
That's right. Yeah. It's hard to process.
That doesn't happen to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or process for the Canadians.
Yeah. Process, eh?
Process.
Let's have some processed cheese.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that most of our perceptions of the world when we look at it are memories?
Come on, like right now?
Like right now, most of what we see, we don't actually see.
Why would I bother remembering this?
Yeah, I'm just saying that when we look at something, 50% of the activity in our brain is in the memory centers, like not in the optical centers of the brain. So when you see a table, your brain sort of gets a general idea of it and then just fills in all the gaps from other tables you've seen.
My head hurts.
Yeah. So everything you see is basically half memory.
Wow. Why do I keep getting the bad half?
Yeah. Why does the table keep slapping you? Yeah.
Why is the table covered in rape?
Yep. That's memory.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know, well, in technically speaking, none of this is really happening because we're all just light shadows. We're shadows of light. Because the time it takes for you to reach my eyes, it already happened.
That'd be a reflection of light.
Shit. So what are those things in my house?
The thing behind you.
What are those things in my house?
That would be shadows. Behind you would be a shadow.
Well, that's because Eben calls himself the shadow.
Yes, he does.
Eben, play some shadow music.
He's doing it. It's scaring you.
Shadows.
No, I meant white shadow.
Moon shadow.
I meant Shadow Stevens.
Whatever happened to Shadow Stevens?
I don't know. I used to see him all the time on the Craig Ferguson show.
Yeah.
He was the announcer.
He had amazing hair. Announcer. Remember his hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Shadow Stevens.
Shadow Stevens. Mm. Yeah.
I used to play pinball at a place in Toronto, and there was the guy who gave the quarters out. His name was Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He was very scary.
The Federated guy?
Who?
Shadow Stevens. The Federated guy?
Federated guy.
That's called a Russian.
Maybe that was
and that's
here.
Not.
What's a Federated guy?
What's that
it was
mean?
An electronics store.
Oh.
Federated.
That doesn't sound...
I think he was the Federated guy.
I'm not from here.
Oh, no. Federated.
I don't know.
That's,
that must have been before.
Wow, it sounds like a great
looking
store.
It, yeah. It was electronics and Shadow Stevens.
I love that story. She
also,
tells
wasn't
it every
he a
Christmas.
DJ? He was a DJ here.
Yep, he was a DJ.
What do you mean?
He was a DJ.
He was like a radio guy?
Yeah, yeah, radio guy.
Yeah. And
that's how he got big.
And that's how we got to be on the Hollywood Squares.
That's how?
Yeah. As
punishment.
Because
he was a radio guy that looked good.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of that.
Well, good news. He's still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And he's got his own website, just so you know.
Yeah.
Does he have a show on Sirius
Radio? They don't just give those
out
to anybody.
Nope. They gave one to us.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's very exclusive.
Yeah, that's the point.
I believe there's only about 30 websites in the world.
I think it's 68,000.
Yeah. 68,000 websites worldwide.
That's it. Right.
Yeah.
He was the Federated guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh,
well, I know that means nothing to you.
You know what? I'm really glad we settled that.
Yeah.
I am.
Evan, do you know what the Federated store is?
No, when you said Federated guy, I thought you meant like the guys with the red shirts on Star Trek.
Wow.
They got to get shot. Right?
Wow, that's a Federation guy.
Federation.
Right. Oh, yeah, I see. Although I would like to hear the Federated theme song sung by Shadow Stevens. Go, Dave. I'm really in an improv mood.
Every theme song sounds like that.
Will I get in trouble if I play from YouTube?
Yeah, you will.
Uh-huh. Oh my God! Well, left the page.
Oh, it's on YouTube. Wires, public forum.
Play right? Your wires. Get your buttons.
Keep it a
here.
Snippet, and it's for purposes of commentary, and it's already existing in a public forum.
Electronic.
So there, all you sue happy people.
And what's the likely that a lawyer would listen to the show?
Oh, that's
we got one.
But we're listening right behind me.
But yeah,
they figure I'm listening. They don't need to.
Yeah,
that's right. RCA closeout. RCA closeout. Huge, mammoth, bigger than big, beyond the beyond, and we won't. That's Shadow Stevens. Enough. What Federated's greater the deal of a life? He's almost like an auctioneer.
We're going to have $1 million worth of RCA TVs, plus cameras, and more.
RCA TV.
And how many of you need one of those?
Wow.
Video VCR cameras, TVs,
color. Is there still RCA TVs?
Okay. There are. Yeah, you have to go to a Kmart. Oh.
Oh, yeah, I'll play you the Federated theme song. Goes like this.
It's exactly how I thought it would be. Wow.
We can only do 3 bars of that.
I can't believe they got rid of the Federated guy after
Federated store was probably one of the first to drop when things to die.
They were probably put out of business by Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Or by Star Trek.
Radio Shack was already... for those of you watching at home, I ran into the microphone with my mouth.
Yeah.
But they were around when Radio Shack was around, not when, like,
no,
Best
I was going to say, but...
That's like the way my face ran into Jackie's fist this morning.
Well, but to be fair, you were asking for it.
Yeah.
It's true. I shouldn't have worn those shoes.
Don't look at me that way. Don't you look at me that way.
What do you mean? Oh, we're role playing.
Yes, right now?
Yeah, that's right it. Now. That's about as works. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, okay, I'll put it in my mouth. Oh no.
What? Oh my.
Not anything goes. Safe word. That's my safe word.
Process.
Safe word is your safe word.
Process.
That's
safe word.
Safe word.
Maybe not a great safe word.
Actually.
Safety.
My safe word used to be deeper.
Evan laughed.
Oh, goodness.
Well, here we are in sunset in Cahuenga.
Yeah, I'm having a little nap right now.
I know, it's so beautiful out. It's lovely. It lulls me into a state.
I know.
Oklahoma.
That state? Wow. If you're going to get lulled, that's the state to be lulled in.
Oh, God, yes.
California is beautiful, isn't it?
It is beautiful.
Really is. You know? Driving along sunset, and all of a sudden it feels like you're in a forest because the trees cover the road.
And then someone throws urine on you.
Yeah.
Not on Sunset Boulevard in that part of town.
No, it's fancy now, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sunset used to be different.
When you go in,
it used to be all knifey.
Brentwood and Bel Air.
All knifey.
Beverly Hills.
Yep.
All the way out to Hollywood, where we are right now.
If you could pick any part of town to live in, what would it be?
Any part of town?
Any part.
Jeez, I don't know.
Well, this is going well. Dave's asleep.
That? I think I'd the bell tower of the Beverly Hills Police Department.
That's fair. That's a good place.
It's a great place.
Yeah. Nice, safe. Mm-hmm.
Have the very library safe. Next door.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice view.
And I think I'd just like howl a lot. Yeah. And
I would pick the basement of the Chipotle downstairs.
Yeah. Well, the basement of the what if I didn't even know they had a basement. Oh.
Yeah.
Would you be the Phantom of the Chipotle? Is that what you're?
Yes, I'd wear half a burrito on my face.
You really only need
Christine!
Half a tortilla.
Christine!
I made the greatest burrito.
Christine, I will have black. Not white. Christine!
Christina, you're at Chipotle.
Christina! Oh, yeah, Chipotle.
You got to hurry up. We got to move this line along. Come on, come on, come on. Go, 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 go.
Christine,
go.
I would like to order.
Next song.
Christine, I will have
next song. Go, next.
A burrito bowl with brown rice and the vegetables. And why is the tofu so spicy?
It's too hot.
Why did you tell me it wasn't spicy?
Why did you change the recipe? Has it always been
Do
this
you
hot?
Remember when Chipotle first opened up how spicy that so shit spicy. Was? That it
was
would
it?
It,
well, for Canadians.
It would kill me. Yeah.
It would seem pretty mild.
Well, no, they'd put ketchup on everything.
They didn't have them in Canada. They still left. Do we have them in Canada now?
No.
Chipotle's?
No.
No. They had a Chipotle on Beverly Drive, and it almost killed me.
Yeah?
You know what happens if you steal something from a Chipotle?
What?
They call the Chipotle's.
Oh, no.
That's an uncle joke.
Oh, no.
Well, I just thought of an
your
uncle
niece,
joke.
Your nieces and nephews would appreciate that.
Would they?
They would.
Paul. See, I'm used to, at home, when somebody makes a joke like that, Dave really threatens to disown you.
Right. So it happens once a day?
That happens.
It's legal. It's
happens
legal.
A lot.
It's a legal stance.
It's true.
It happens
a lot. It's true. Yeah. It's a type of abuse.
I've been trained. Yeah. I've been trained to have that reaction.
Yeah, don't make it.
To uncle dad jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ugh, uncle dad.
No. Yeah.
That's creepy.
All right. That's so, just the country. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right? Dad, how come you don't make any dad jokes?
Call me Uncle Dad. Call me Uncle Dad.
Uncle Dad.
I'm confused. Are you my uncle or my dad?
Are you with us tonight or your other family?
Oh, Chrissy's leaving.
What happened?
She thought if she did it quietly, we wouldn't notice, but...
She's got a craving to tell bad jokes, and she's going to do it in the other room.
It's like farting. It's polite to go into another room. And, you want us to do one of those things.
Add.
Yeah, we're gonna pause because there's the potential that some of you may be encouraged to spend money that you worked hard for.
I think it's going to be for sour cream.
Dave, it sounds like you're talking them out of it with the attitude.
I'm just saying, you don't need to be pressured like this.
Dave, that's not how advertising works.
You work hard.
Dave, you're telling them
keep
their money.
Keep your money in your pocket.
Ads don't work that way,
Dave. What if
it's
an ad for sour cream?
Yeah.
You can make your own French onion chip dip if you combine it.
For sour cream or something that looks alarmingly like sour cream.
Oh,
that's so many things.
Yeah. Then enjoy this ad for some product or service.
Or sour cream.
There's that. That's the federated ad.
Now we're going to have to pay for it again.
Oh, my God. They're going to break us.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, Shadow Stevens is a talent.
Come get your wires. Come get those knobs. Come on down to the federated. Is that what it was?
I think so.
I don't know.
Is that kind of it? No?
We had an ad for Budget ER.
Fix it yourself.
Not the best.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, our doctors aren't trained, but they're cheap.
They're kind of like doctors.
Yeah,
they'll do their best.
Yeah, they wear scrubs.
Yeah, come in, take your chances. They'll do their best.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Where else are you gonna
go? You're bleeding from the head.
Do you think people that are on the medical shows for many many years, playing really like major doctor surgeons, do you think that over time they actually do develop some sense of recognizing certain illnesses?
Only
or
the insane ones.
No, but I mean, seriously, don't you think, like, what's her face? You know, Gray? Bless you. Tight. See, she'd know. She'd be like, that's a sneeze.
Well, my friend, I believe her name is Maura Tierney.
Yes, I know Miss Maura Tierney.
She was on a medical show that was much more successful than the show I was on with
her. Oh, my God,
she was on
ER.
She was on ER.
She was on ER.
And she had learned all kinds of medical talk.
Just but to you think,
and I don't think she knows. I don't think she learned anything.
I think maybe she learned something.
I don't think so.
We should ask her.
Yeah,
I played a.
Ask her sometime.
Yeah. I played a. What do you call it? The paramedic once. I had a bunch of lines like Ringer's lactate and stuff like that.
Ringer's lactate.
I think so.
What kind of a line is that?
And I did it, and then they said, "Do it for real." And I tried it again. And they said, and they eventually just took away most of my lines.
Yeah.
Gave it to another guy because I had a question mark on Ringer's lactate.
Well, you got to admit, it's
hard to say those words.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Without questioning.
I auditioned for Elizabeth Hurley once as an ER nurse for a film up in Canada.
Oh.
A lot of ER.
Was she directing it?
She was producing it.
Was she hot?
She was stupid hot.
Yeah.
She was stupid hot. It was Canada, so she said to herself, I'm going to dress super hot because it's Canada. She was wearing like cigarette jeans and a cream cowl neck sweater.
I hate that.
And she sat with one leg up on the couch, you know, like how people do.
She has legs.
Yeah, four of them. She's got four legs.
Four legs.
She's a centaur.
Wait a second. Was this a dog?
So Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah. All
right.
And what's his face was in it?
It's a good looking dog.
What's his face was in it?
What's his face?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm assuming you mean Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. There. And they were already.
I win this round.
They're best. they're best friends. Whatever.
This is the game show where there's one question that happens near the end of the show.
Could we turn this into a game show?
Let's do it.
All right.
All right. You guys are tied.
Uh-huh. All right.
Here's the tiebreaker.
We all know the rules.
Yeah.
I was gone for the rules.
A train is leaving Chicago.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I can't do it.
Charles Nelson Riley.
Ding!
I win again.
Yeah.
The silver bullet.
Mm.
Dave and I were on All the Family way Feud.
We are on Celebrity Family
Celebrity
Feud.
Celebrity Family. That's right. Yeah. He likes to make sure we know that it was Celebrity Family,
did you win?
Family
Feud. Did you win?
No.
No,
we were robbed.
No, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Which Family Feud were you on?
Celebrity.
No. Tell me which one you were on.
Celebrity Family Feud.
But which Family Feud were you on?
Celebrity Family.
No. Just tell me the one you were on.
Celebrity.
Who was your family?
Third base.
I had, Chrissy.
Me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Alina.
But I thought you said it was Family Feud.
Yep. Yep. And Tony.
Five, right?
Chrissy's brother, Tony. And her mom.
And my mom.
Now,
wow.
Karina.
Technically, yes. Dave.
Yes.
If you're on Family Feud, shouldn't be that other part of your family?
Well...
Hmm?
I mean, if they lived here.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to have flown.
That wouldn't have been.
In.
I mean, that wouldn't have been.
He would have lost either
they're
way.
They're my celebrity family. Yeah.
Did you win?
We were totally robbed.
We were up against basketball people.
Yeah.
Were you against Fisher Stevens?
Jalen.
Yeah, I forget.
I forget won. Because
but
we're not sporting.
They were all basketball people.
But big, tall. So, for instance, I was up against this really, like, 7 foot. Basketball
There's
player.
There's no people 7 feet tall. That's not
No, he had 7 feet.
Paul, there are people that have 7 feet.
No.
Yeah.
7'4"
Yeah.
Basketball player?
Not possible.
No, it's true.
5'10" is about the limit of a human being.
Does that mean 7 feet on 4 legs?
But if you... Yes.
There was septipedal.
We actually paused the video.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And I
totally
buzzed
fixed.
Ahead.
First. I buzzed
she
first.
Beat him.
So, is there someone running?
They gave it to him.
They gave it to him.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want you
because,
to win.
Did you fight it?
Because what's his name? Mustachio Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was so into
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds. He
gave
did not care about us.
Did not in the least.
Did
not a bit.
Did not care for us.
Not a bit.
So because he didn't like you, the game somehow shifted in the other team's favor.
Yeah,
we were winning all along.
Yep. Just like that quiz show movie.
It's exactly
exactly.
Wait, were we winning all along?
Exactly like
we never won anything.
No.
Paul was on a game show.
We never got a chance.
Yeah. I was on we Jackpot sold. In Canada.
Jackpot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where you sit and it's 15 people and they pan the camera over all of us and it says, because it's a Canadian game show, it says, one of these people is holding a riddle worth hundreds of dollars.
Well,
hold on.
Look,
slow your roll, Paul Greenberg. Rob Zabrecki.
Rob
Zabrecki.
How are you, man?
Wilfred, please grab a position.
Hello. That's your position.
Mm-hmm.
First position. Welcome.
Oh, it's been swelling as you walk in.
Talk into the thing.
I'm what this thing.
Yeah, that's you can even move
Rob,
it if you
how
want.
How are you?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Chrissy. What's
Hi.
Happening, guys?
Hi.
Wow, look at the view.
I know, isn't this amazing?
I know. It's fancy, right?
Yep. You have nice things.
Yeah.
They're not
have
really
you
ours.
Ever been on a game show, Rob?
No.
Talking about game shows.
By the way, this is Rob Zabrecki is with us.
Rob Zabrecki
just walked in and joined us.
Yes, he did. Never been on a game show. You guys
never? Have you ever watched one?
I have watched one.
There,
yes. Yes. And I perform a game show in my magic act.
You do?
Yes. Called Win or Lose.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Those are the options.
Those are the two choice. Yeah, that's it.
Definitely a game show.
It is a game show with cues and such. And I'll give this away. It's rigged.
What?
Uh-huh.
Just talking about that.
Fucking quiz show.
The other ones. Family Feud.
Fucking quiz show.
It's rigged.
Wow.
It's rigged.
Why?
Because I pick the people, and I pick someone that I like, and someone whose face I don't like, and then from there I ask questions, and each participant reaches into a bag and they select a question, which could be something like, "What is your first name?" And she says,
"Jackie,"
and so Jackie gets a prize, which is expired hamburger meat, a package of that, so she gets to hold that.
Okay,
yeah,
and then the gentleman reaches in the same bag, and his question is. The Catcher in the Rye was published in 1950. Who was the proofreader?
Oh, that's good.
He doesn't get it right. Yeah. So it goes on and on like this. And the winner ends up with this abundance of junk where she's kind of holding all this stuff. And the guy's standing there like a buffoon. And I look so powerful.
Wow. I love any kind of entertainment that makes people feel badly about themselves.
Yeah. That's why I got into it. Yeah. Really. I mean, I'm sure.
That's right? Magic. No, I do. The best for that.
Oh, it
magic's all about
someone loses. The magician always wins.
Oh, because it's just humiliating being a volunteer in a magic show.
And it's humiliating being a magician.
Oh.
So
Period. Yes.
Yeah,
So many levels.
But you have to make someone else hurt because you're hurting.
Are you one of those people that started at 9 loving it and wanting to be a magician? No.
I stumbled into magic in my mid-20s. I couldn't understand magic. Weird.
Well, I didn't even know you
usually
could start
they
that
start
late.
As children.
I thought I it was like the Russian ballet schools.
I was the last one in for sure.
But they hit you with a stick.
Yeah, but I was bitten by the bug, as they say. You know, I was in Baltimore.
Lyme disease.
No. I was touring with my rock band, Possum Dixon, in the 90s. And hot day, we loaded our gear into a nightclub. And I wanted to walk around downtown and see if I could find some of the locations that John Waters had used for some of his films, like Pink Flamingos. Female Trouble, polyester, stuff like
the
that.
The real stuff.
The scratch and sniff
stuff. Yeah, right?
The scratch and sniff stuff.
Yeah. There's a cutoff point. I love John Waters, but his early stuff was really influential for me.
Well, the end of Pink Flamingos is the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Still.
Yes. Maybe the best thing.
Or the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got to go.
It's something. Anyway, so I walked in, walking around downtown, and it was hot. It's like a summer afternoon, and looking for a place to cool off. There's an air conditioner outside of a magic shop, so I walk in, and I'm looking around. And after say 10 minutes, I felt a little guilty for not making some kind of a nominal purchase. Mm-hmm. So I say to the gentleman who's working there, "Do you have a trick I could perform for a couple hundred people at a nightclub?" And he says, "What about this?" And he pulled out a little. silk handkerchief, and he put it in his fist, and it vanished. And I had never seen magic performed before, so that was amazing. And it was amazing that I could buy this trick for $10. Yeah. So I did, and I took it down to the club, and then that evening, around midnight, a couple hundred indie rockers are in this club, and our guitar player broke a string, and I said, "Hey, anybody have a wrapped condom?" Because I realized that the device to vanish this object could also, the silk handkerchief could also vanish, say, a condom. That was my brain started.
It's very smart. It's a very punk rock version of magic. Yeah.
Something. It was punk in its ethos, so that it was like, this is something different that I'm just going to do. And it worked, you know, so people responded positively.
Because you made the condom disappear.
I did. Mm-hmm. Poorly, but it did. It went in my fist.
It went away.
There are other ways to make a condom disappear.
Do tell.
No.
I don't want to talk about that anymore.
All right.
And they got their son.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So anyway, that was the beginning of it. And then I came back to LA. The tour was on the, Baltimore, New York, and some other East Coast venues. And then we drove back to LA. And then my girlfriend, who is now my wife, had a pass to go to the Magic
Castle.
That's
also a good trick.
Oh, Magic Castle.
Yeah. And so we went there for the first time.
What year are we talking?
96.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah. 96, 97.
We lived here.
You were there?
Mm-hmm.
Were you,
yeah, we were.
Were you going to the Magic House?
Yeah,
you were there. Uh-huh. I saw you there.
Yeah, we always.
I came to visit LA in 1976 as a child, and my aunt was dating a magician from the Magic Castle back in 76.
Really? Is that
and took her? They took them all. And
did you get to go?
I was a child. They didn't let kids in back then. Only the brunch. Yeah, I don't even know if they had the brunch back then. I don't know, but she said
brunch was invented in the
80s. I had him show me a card trick. he showed me a card trick when I was 10, and he said, "If you ever show anybody how it's done, they'll kill me." And I believed him, and that was his way of being funny.
Yeah,
and I didn't find it funny, and I think he was murdered.
Yeah,
I don't know if he was. Murdered.
Do you remember when Fox did that stupid show with the secret magician who was?
Oh yeah,
who, you know, was blowing the lid off magic.
Yeah,
the masked magician.
Yeah, the masked magician. Yes.
You've been lied to for years.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the part where she slips into the stairs and he walks. But that show makes you realize that the assistant does a lot of work.
All of it. Yeah.
You know,
in the big tricks, vanishing.
And
But it's mean. No, that show was just mean.
Well, who did he think he was helping?
The people.
Network executive.
Did you know who he was, by the way?
You
probably knew who he was, right?
Eventually I did,
I think everybody found out eventually.
People in the magic world all knew.
I think he was already ostracized.
Oh,
and
that's why.
Probably needed a job. And
you know, he should have been Wicker Man'd. That's what that should have been his fate.
It's not too late.
Especially because it turned out to be Fisher Stevens, which is so
Fisher Stevens is always playing a creep these days.
Now he plays old creeps.
He plays guys that rape young pretty girls all the time.
Yeah.
Not that I watch those shows, but we all know I do.
Yeah. I gotta ask, did you started late, so did you find you had a natural talent for magic?
Did you have to do finger exercises? Get that dexterity going?
I wasn't really a sleight of hand person so much as I kind of dove into definitely card tricks. So there was a little bit of that, but I knew I'd never catch up with like the shredders, like the Eddie Van Halens. Well, mm-hmm. Ricky's kind of a shredder, yeah, for yeah. sure. He's, yeah. He qualifies as that. But I took a different approach to it altogether, where I realized that I could, you know, kind of use more physical, more, you know, mind feats.
Right.
And kind of used what, you know, my visage to present magic, as opposed to trying to be, you know, an out of this world sleight of hand artist, because I just didn't have the years, yeah, the chops of the years of practice as a kid.
I love that you were like punk rock guy at the same time.
Well, that's all I had, really. I mean, my background in music was, you know, that was, I just did not understand magic. I didn't care about it. It was not something I thought ever about. Like, when I was a little kid, Ronald McDonald brought me on stage.
You know, the actual school. Ronald McDonald?
Yeah, the one mm-hmm. the one from yeah. TV. It was yeah. at my school. Yeah.
And he Are brought you sure? me up. Wow. It wasn't John Wayne Gacy.
We met the original. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like a horrible, mortifying experience and not good. So I just didn't have, you know, some people have those, the uncle who says, oh, here's a magic kid, or you have someone take you to the magic castle when you're 12, like you did. Or
no, they took my mother. They just told me about it.
Yeah, well, you were the plus one. But still, you had the opportunity to go, oh, maybe something I'm interested in doing or whatever. Mm. For me, it was just, that just didn't
exist. I got a magic trick every year of a magic kit. I think every year of my life.
Oh, wow.
And from the same people?
You always get them. And I don't think I ever learned to do a single trick.
Yeah.
Other than the one where you just like tip the box over and it does something. You know?
Yeah. I was given a magic kit too. And I was like, do I want to play with the magic kit or have friends?
I was given a magic kit, and there was one that had like a little egg cup thing where you could make the egg disappear, but it was really just like half an egg and it fit into the lid.
No.
I'll censor it.
I'm the secret guy.
Killed.
Oh my God. Jesus. At least we have a lawyer here. That's good.
Oh great. Here comes Penn Jillette.
Rob, weren't you on one of my creepy murder shows? Were you on Criminal Minds?
Yep. Yeah, playing the creep.
Yeah.
Were you a creep?
I was a creep. Yeah. So that's the thing. By creating a character kind of at the Magic Castle, I developed this kind of character, you know, to present magic. I was just too scared to do it as myself, as, you know, Bob Zabrecki. That was not ever an option.
Character, right. Huh?
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. yeah. but that had led to kind of another reinvention of becoming an actor and using that one little character has taken me, you know, on shows like Criminal Minds and movies and kind of around the world doing stuff.
It is safer sometimes when you're doing something weird like that to have a persona that you can play.
Creep is good. Yeah. Cause all I know is when I tried to do magic as myself, I would sweat so bad and my ass would just shake like this back
right,
and
forth. Right.
And I just was like, people
would weird
go,
act.
It was like weird, not in a good way. Yeah. It was not avant-garde or cool. It was just like wrong. It looked amateurish and just terrible. Mm. But as a character, boy, that was easy because I could just become someone else and step into somebody else's skin. You get
and the ass just settle down when you
totally stop.
The whole that's thing. Not happening right now.
There's a confidence.
Zero.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Add.
Okay. All right, everybody. We're going to pause for the potential of an ad. Mm. Again, we don't know that there will be an ad. There is a potential ad. It's very much like quantum mechanics right now.
It's like things being in two places at once.
There may be an ad.
It's like an egg in an egg cup, is right? it there?
No, it's not
Top
like that.
Top of it is.
No, it's not like
you
that.
You know what? Fuck you.
Ugh. Right now, there's the wave function of an ad.
Yes.
And let's see if it collapses into an ad.
Well, it was a wave function of diarrhea medicine. No, I don't know what it was.
Well, everybody needs it.
Who knows? No.
Rob, you have written a book.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, what'd you do that
Haven't
for?
Haven't you?
It's called Ass Flapper. No, what is your book?
My book is called I Love Pain. Here, I'll show you.
Oh.
By the way, awesome review in the LA Times.
Is it nonfiction or fiction?
Well, we didn't.
I have brought two copies, and you can tear them up and distribute them amongst yourselves.
What a great cover.
Or just look at the pictures.
A memoir.
Yeah.
A memoir by Rob Zabrecki.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So 13 years ago, I set out to start making sense of this weird life that I kind of felt like I had. And it just became chapter, rewrite. And now I've got a book.
Great, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a huge, massive undertaking. Definitely
makes me want to learn to read.
Or just look at the pictures, really, yeah. Paul, that, you know, they're in there.
Oh, there's pictures?
There's pictures of the condom now, pictures in there.
You I think. Could yeah. look like look at Depression that, era. What's happening? I can't see.
You would have been a good Lincoln.
Yeah.
It's not too late. I think I still might have been shot. Still,
yeah. Oh, yeah. You know. Good, yeah.
You look. Sure. Yeah. You got a bit of a Raymond. You have a bit of a Raymond Massey.
I love when there's photos.
Raymond Massey
quality.
Yeah. All right.
Oh yes, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Canadian, you know.
Yes. Yes. I was just in Vancouver.
Walter
by the
Pigeon
way,
as well. Canadian. Mm-hmm. Just want to make that clear.
Why is Robbie Benson in here?
Why is Robbie Benson in there? Because he's adorable. I was trying to escape from Burbank, and that was that was it in the late '80s. Trying to
totally
come over to the side of the hill.
Yeah. Whatever. It's not that cute a photo.
Why'd you have to show it really Robbie Benson?
You look like Robbie Benson. Is that really Robbie Benson, or is that you?
That is really me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. You really look like Robbie Benson.
Yeah.
That's back when you. But that's when you were in Ice Castles.
Right? It was just after.
That was the live version.
Yeah. Anyway, so I just had this conceit I could write a book. And, you know, like most people love memoirs, and everybody says, oh, I'm writing my memoir, I'm doing it. And I was just slowly kind of plucking away at this thing. And then a few months ago, I decided to send it out to a few publishers. And this awesome local publishing company, Rothko Press, said, hey, your book is done. Let's put it out, like, soon. So that was it. It was this kind of like four months later, I'm looking at this, I'm holding a copy and out talking about it and doing readings and stuff. And it's a big deal, you know?
And is it mostly about your younger days in LA or?
No, it starts as a like little, it's, you know, it's like everybody has their little weird little kid stories, you know, that you tell at a party. So there's this handful of those. And then it dives into getting into music and coming to Hollywood to see bands and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then starting a band of my own for 10 years.
Yeah.
And then the successes and failures that go with that. And then reinventing myself as a magician through the story I told you about going to this magic shop in Baltimore.
And it's all told in Dr. Seuss verse, which is very impressive.
I have a Morse code version I'm working on as well.
Yeah. Now, where are you from originally?
Burbank.
You're from Burbank.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, wow. I didn't
know. Yeah. I don't think I've ever known anybody
was
who's Burbank from
as
Burbank.
Beautiful back then as it is today?
No.
Beautiful downtown Burbank.
It was not. No. It was desolate, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, I know
it's quite nice now.
It's quite nice really now. Nice, yeah. I had no affiliation with showbiz at all, like zero.
What high school did you go to?
John Burroughs.
Burroughs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Burbank school. It's a good school.
It's pretty great.
Was it tough back then or was it fun?
It was fun. Yeah, it was mid-80s. So I graduated in 86. It was really fun. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
I did too.
You loved it? You loved
at one, I was in 86.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved my high school experience.
Me too.
I graduated in 1886.
Yeah. You hide it well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was a really awkward little kid. And then by the time I was in high school, I became a popular teenager. So there was a big turn at that point.
What's that like?
Which one? So it was weird. You felt guilty because you're like, when you're a weird little kid and then you become a popular older kid. Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. You know.
Why? What made you popular?
I think I was nice to people, and I just wanted people to like me. Because
you look like fucking Robbie Benson. That's what does shit. Yeah. Let's get real.
Yeah, come on.
I saw that photo.
I had pretty blue eyes. Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I don't think popular kids are famous for being nice to people.
Yeah, I think you're mistaking popular kids for foreign kids. They're nice to everybody. Yeah.
I gave kids rides home. But I had an old Volkswagen Squareback.
Car.
I had a car. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You had a car. You look like Robbie Benson. Yes, you had a car.
Car. 68 Volkswagen Squareback.
Yeah. Mm. See?
Cool one.
Yep. Well, you found one kid who doesn't like you. So I guess it's not perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like him.
I hate that guy's stupid car.
Yeah.
Guy Robbie Benson lookalike asshole. Yeah.
I came to LA. First time I came to LA, I stayed in Burbank. I stayed in Steve Higgins' house. I lived in his house for a month. Mm-hmm. And that was in the mid 90s. But Burbank was so polluted then.
Yes.
Yeah. Was it bad in the 80s and 70s?
It was so bad they would send you home with there was smog alerts. Yep. Yeah. You going home today?
Because that part of the valley where everything just stays.
Other parts of the country get snow days. We got smog days.
Yeah. Really dark, right? Yeah.
I think it was like on Angelino Street and like literally about 3 blocks from the mountains.
Oh yeah.
So and I didn't know they were. I didn't know they were there.
Oh.
Until one day I was there like almost a month, and then one day it rained, and I looked up the street and said, "There's a mountain at the end of the street."
Wow.
You couldn't see it at all.
Yeah.
Yep.
And every day, you'd go pick figs off the tree in the backyard, and you'd take, and the figs would have a quarter inch of soot on them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So,
how did you feel about Johnny Carson singing from beautiful downtown Burbank every night?
I'd go, where is downtown beautiful Burbank? Because it, when we're, you know, I grew up in the flatlands, Magnolia Park, like
I was
going to
say Magnolia would be
down there.
Burbank, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No, San Fernando.
Well, or the San Fernando, like kind of where the mall was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But where they broadcasted the show from was actually near Warner Brothers. And it was very much in the flatlands. Yeah. So I don't know who came up with that term. It was always really confusing. Anyone in Burbank, where is downtown? Because there was this mall, but it was kind of a slightly ghetto.
That was actually Gary Owens on Laugh-In, wasn't it?
Was it?
I don't know.
From beautiful downtown, Burbank.
This is Gary Owens.
Gary Owens, right.
Right, I mixed it up.
I thought it was on Johnny Carson.
They did something like that on The Tonight Show, too, though, because I remember when I first came to L.A. seeing the Burbank, you know, Burbank on an exit.
And it was a Tonight Show thing, wasn't
it? Of The Tonight Show.
Yeah. And I think it was Carson himself used to say beautiful downtown Burbank.
Yeah. It was for sure, but I think it was a joke, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was a big old joke.
There was no downtown, and it wasn't beautiful.
Yeah,
exactly. Nice to shit.
I'm just saying back then, now it is. Only when you were there.
Yeah.
Rob, is it true that you're an auctioneer?
Yeah.
Is that true? How? Yes. How?
Well, when I was transitioning, when I got out of music and I was getting into magic, I bought a house. And I bought
At an auction?
Wait, you were a musician and you were able to buy a house?
I was one of the two that
So it was basically a refrigerator box is what you're...
No, it was actually a cool Silver Lake bungalow.
Silver Lake bungalow.
When you could buy houses in Silver Lake for, you know, it was a much different... It was in the early 90s.
Before there were $1 million.
He ruined everything.
Ruined Silver Lake. House?
Yeah.
I'm still confused.
Well, so I bought the house, but I couldn't afford it. So I had to get a job.
Yeah.
And where I got the job was at the auction house. It was at Butterfield and Butterfield, which is now called Bonhams.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had the good fortune of falling into the entertainment memorabilia department because I could kind of write and I was able to, you know, set up for auctions and scripts would come in costumes. And I kind of knew some of that stuff. I loved, you know, just being a fan of movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I fell into a really cool department and I became a cataloger, writing catalog descriptions. And then they started offering classes on every Friday. You could forfeit your lunch and come to be an auctioneer.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, and then we go, and then you're always at the auctions, phone bidding and kind of just keeping an eye on, you know, where the bids are. It, it's a whole, there's an art to it, but it's also very, there's no room for human error.
Right.
Uh-huh. And,
oh yeah, no, none.
It's and there's a job.
Yeah. But you know who my favorite auctioneer was for sure? Vivica Pollan, who is Will Ferrell's wife. And Will actually worked at Butterfield's for a short period of time before I think he went to SNL. And she worked there for long after.
Yeah.
And she was a lovely, and I would imagine still is a lovely auctioneer, meaning you always know where the bids are. She's very clear. You've got 500. Would you like 550? Don't let her get away with this. And then she's having these conversations, and they're in the, and the eye contact is like this laser focus that good auctioneers have. So I really like watched Vivica and kind of got most of my chops.
You'd have to take it all in.
Yeah.
You have really good eyes.
And once somebody got, and you've got a bid here, and then they're going over here, but you've got to know that this, are you in or are you out? Okay. And there's whole things going on, and then in
a lot
center field you've got over here, and it right to the left, and don't be cheap tonight. Come on.
I have a signed Casey Kasem 8x10. How much would that go for right now? Auction it.
And
go.
Go.
Not much, I'm afraid.
That's it? That's my whole auction? Yeah.
Sorry.
Give it again. Can you do that thing?
Going
do
once, that? Going twice.
Give it away. You know, blah, 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 blah. I can't do it.
Well,
cross-talky stuff.
That's because what you're doing is cattle
auction.
Yeah, so you know this.
Did you?
Why do they do that at cattle auctions?
Why?
They have such a high volume of cows that they have to get through per hour that there's this language and vernacular that those people know and understand. Christie's, Sotheby's, Bonhams, Butterfields.
They don't do that.
Gallery style. They can go really fast. They'll want you to still do 75, 100 lots an hour. So you've got to kind of be quick, but you've got to know you've got 100. You want 150, go 175. 175 would go $200.
I
like that.
Has anyone ever gotten really mad at you because you missed their bid?
Yes, they have, Paul.
What happens when that happens? Do you back away and disappear through a curtain?
You have to take control.
So the guy had his hand up. But you gave it to someone else.
Saw her first. Saw her first.
Yeah.
Hammer. That's moving it. On. And never apologize. You just kind of move on. And afterwards, you deal with the rage. And you run. Wow. Or whatever. But yeah, that certainly does happen. That's part of it. Because they'll wait. You know, like you'll say, and $300 last call at 300, fair warning. And then the hand goes up. And this, you know, it's like the muscle in your hand is going down. Well, you're not going to stop.
Yeah. It's like once the referee has the intention to blow the whistle is blown.
Right.
Precisely. That's you got it, Dave. You'd be good auctioneer. You'd be good auctioneer.
Dave, yeah, you'd be good auctioneer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't. I will not.
You're great at scanning. You
know, I will brook no argument.
You know what's great? Because Dave's so observant about other people.
It's true.
Yeah.
That I think
he takes everything in.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're a giver
and never falls asleep in the middle of a sentence. Oh. Be perfect.
You cannot fall asleep in an auction for sure. Not possible.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then maybe it's not the job for me. Now that's you're doing music again too, are you?
Not really.
No, because we saw you do that brunch show.
Yeah, you did a one off.
That was great.
Thank you. A one off. I made an EP with a few songs a few years ago and agreed to do a show for the label I put out for, but it wasn't anything I was, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to.
Well, it was a fun
Sticking
show.
The magic.
Thank you.
It was really fun.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
Are you still doing Magic Castle shows?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Can you build yourself as a musician?
Ooh.
Yeah, I could, but I wouldn't.
I would.
Whoa, he just shit on your idea.
I know, and it's a great marketing tool.
I know.
It's a great marketing idea.
That's Dave's specialty.
Yeah.
Yep, Dave is awesome.
I'm all about marketing.
Take it and go run with it, and you can just...
I'm going to plug your book. I really... Oh, you do it, Chrissy. No, Chrissy has a much better voice. Chrissy, no, really.
No, I was just going to say, don't forget to go out there and get Strange Cures, Rob Zabrecki's memoir. This is it.
Purchase it at a bookstore.
You can purchase at a bookstore. Yep.
Yeah.
I wish we had more time because I would love to hear more about all the Silver Lake days, all the old days.
They all happen. Yeah.
I'd love to hear about the killings.
Yeah, you know those happened. You know that shit went down. Oh, sorry, honey. I'm at the auction house. Murder. The
place closed in 75.
It wasn't my help. It wasn't my fault. It was my persona took over.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'll make you disappear.
It's my auctioneer character.
Whatever.
Cool. Well, thanks for having me come on your show.
Thank you for coming here. Yeah.
Thank you.
This was fun.
Yeah, really fun.
I learned a lot. I did.
About killing?
It's what we're all about. We're all about learning a lot.
This is the part where we have to read things.
Yeah. Well, we would like to thank, as always, because they're just always here, Dustin Knaus, Lauren Afnier, Kaelin Rushing. You got Kaelin in brackets this week. He's not actually here.
He hasn't been here.
You know what? Take Kaelin Rushing's thank you that I just said and just throw it in the fucking garbage.
Shove it up your ass. Shove it up the ass.
That one's for you, Kaelin.
Instead, why don't we thank Hazel Tito, who actually...
who does our scheduling.
Who does something. Yeah. Yeah, Kaelin.
You can subscribe to Don't Say with Paul and Dave on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, which is probably iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify. Follow us on Twitter and Instagorn. What's that?
Instagorn.
Well, the Gorn,
what's
as you know from Star Trek, are a lizard people.
Oh, it's a Star Trek Instagram thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And that's at Don't Say Paul Dave. There's no
Also, we're on YouTube now.
We're on YouTube.
Yeah,
that's why we had to cover up the U in that word.
We're on YouTube
Doesn't have a U in it.
Under Taylor Swift.
There's no U under that little white.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I should get ready here.
You should get ready because I'm about to throw to you.
Yeah.
And say, well, thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
And until next time.
See you next Tuesday.